KQED.
Beyond the budget, lots of bills are moving through Sacramento, swimming upstream through a gauntlet of committees on their way to a floor vote. The Assembly passed a 10-year property tax break that would make private space firms very happy, which is to say it would make Elon Musk of Hawthorne-based SpaceX very happy. AB 777 has already passed the Senate. The Senate Education Committee passed a proposal to charge a tax on oil pumped from the ground. SB 1017 would raise $2 billion a year to be divided among various interests, including state universities and colleges. The same committee gave the nod to a pilot project allowing some two-year community colleges to offer some bachelor's degrees. Catherine Barron reports.
It used to be that getting a job in fields like nursing, respiratory therapy, or automotive technology only required a two-year associate's degree or certificate offered by community colleges. Technological advances have changed that, says State Senator Marty Block.
There are over 4 million jobs nationally that remain unfilled, not because we don't have a workforce to meet the demand, but because we don't have the right workforce to meet the demand, the right workforce with the right training.
Block's bill would allow 15 community colleges to offer degrees in certain technical fields as long as they don't duplicate programs at California State University or the University of California. It would be a financial boon to students in rural areas where the only other options are private for-profit colleges, said Doug Houston, chancellor of the Yuba Community College District.
And it breaks my heart to see how the only way that our communities are able to advance the workforce needs is to engage those private for-profits when we have this broad and absolutely outstanding public higher education system in the states.
Faculty unions at Cal State and the community colleges oppose the bill. Jennifer Baker with the California Teachers Association said they're worried about supporting new programs when existing ones are just recovering.
Because we're trying to come back from the past decade of budget cuts, we really want to make sure that there are adequate resources to support existing community college students.
The bill now heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. For the California Report, I'm Catherine Barron.